Storytel presents Grimm's Fairy Tales, written by the Brothers Grimm, retold by Benny Boetke, translated from the Danish by Jennifer Russell, read by Andrew Wincott. The Robber Bridegroom. It was a turbulent time, as it is now. The war was over, but peace remained a distant prospect. Mercenaries and hirelings who had fought on one side or the other returned home and wreaked havoc wherever they went. These bands of brigands had nothing to live off, and they had grown accustomed to killing and taking whatever they pleased, without asking for permission or concern for human lives. It was a turbulent time, and wherever you went you heard stories of murder and rape, and people who were attacked because they had been at the wrong place at the wrong time. No one was safe, and if you listened too much to all the horrific tales, you might very well get so frightened you felt like locking yourself up at home and never coming back out. At least, that's how it was for an old miller whose wife had died in the war, and who now lived alone with his daughter. And this is one of those gruesome stories that continued to be told long after people had forgotten the tempestuous times. The miller was a skilled and honourable tradesman, known for milling grain without leaving too many rocks in the flour, and always keeping his word. Farmers therefore flocked to his mill from near and far to have their grain milled, and the miller would hear stories from every corner of the earth when they came to deliver their big loads, or to pick up sacks of freshly milled flour. One hair-raising story after another was told at the mill, and the miller grew more and more worried. But it wasn't himself he was worried about, it was his daughter. The miller's daughter wasn't just pretty, she was beautiful. In fact, she was the most beautiful girl in the entire country, and further off too, and that was what kept him awake at night. "If only you weren't so beautiful," the miller would sometimes tell her, "then everything would be much easier."
"Why is that, father?" asked the girl. "Why isn't my beauty a good thing?"
The miller didn't want to answer, because how could he tell her that far too many of the horrible stories people told were about what happened to young girls?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?